It's always great to start a podcast with a yawn, isn't it?
I'm exhausted, darling. Exhausted. There's no caffeine that's going to get me through this morning.
What have you got today?
I had a hot chocolate. Almond milk hot chocolate, four sins. It's not done the trick. I need like a boat of coffee like yours.
I know, yeah. I had to carry my coffee upstairs. And I think I had minimal spillage.
You did? You did really well.
I was grown up, wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you really yeah. were. I had to get a cup with the lid. Thinking I spilled it.
Monday morning, or whenever you're listening to this on Catch Up, we've come out and found a quiet little corner with a beeping door. Forgive us for that.
Who knew a door had a magnet and the magnet's gone?
Yeah.
And it makes it bleep.
Yeah. So we're hanging out in a coffee shop. On a very, very early Sunday morning where other people clearly are still asleep.
There's three people in this coffee shop, isn't there?
Yeah.
And we're two of them.
Yeah.
And there's a barista.
So the next couple of episodes that we have coming up are filled with some of your questions and your comments as well, which is great. Thank you for sending us all of that on Instagram. You can find us at Slimming World Podcast. And also for your emails as well, slimmingworldpodcast @gmail.com. I'm doing it this week.
Yeah.
And just to let you know that we do read them all, but it's just really hard sometimes for us to reply to them all. So thank you so much for sending them. We normally go through probably about once a week. Mm. We go through all of the different comments. So that's why sometimes it's hard to kind of reply individually. But we do read them and we acknowledge them, and certainly in terms of our planning of our episodes and things, we do factor some of this in. So this week's episode is a bit more of a thinky one.
Oh, we love a thinky one, don't we?
We like to go deep.
We do, but sometimes you need to wiggle your head, don't you, to be able to do this? Because if it's all about the food, that's great, but I think 99% of slimming is your mind. Would you agree?
99%.
Yeah, because I think about it like this. You can, if your head isn't in the right space, you're not going to do it, right? So it's almost like without your head, it doesn't matter what plan you've got, you're not going to be successful because you're not going to do it properly. That's what I found in my experience.
Mm.
The moment my head's in it, I'm on fire. I'm wanting to engage with it all. If I'm derailed, do you know what? I couldn't care less, but I could care, but my mind's in that space.
Yeah. So the question I kind of came up with was, what one thing do you really want right now? And also kind of looking at this thing called visualization, which we both have geeked out on a few times. If it's something that you're new to, have a Google. People talk about the buzzword of mindfulness and meditation, but this idea of kind of putting things in the power of your mind is interesting. And I was at a talk yesterday, which on the side is something that I would never have done. I stood up in front of, like, you know, a bunch of female entrepreneurs and told them about my journey of what I've done in 18 months, which is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But there were also some incredible other speakers who talked about all kinds of things, but one of which was about the primitive versus, like, the intelligent sides of our brain.
Oh, how interesting.
Now, I am no scientist, and here's the disclaimer. I'm probably going to get this wrong.
Okay.
But what I got, what my perception of this was, how you have that primitive side, which is like the, what's it, the flight, freeze.
Yeah, the flight, the kind of animalistic side.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that often is like, oh, you can't do this. You're going to be scared. Like, what are you doing? This is crazy. No.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then you have this more kind of like intellectual, conscious side, which is a bit more rational, is able to say, right, I'm going to do this. Now, if I do this, this, and this, then this will happen. And how we're always fighting between that. And I thought that was pretty interesting just to think about things and know that sometimes we're self-sabotaging ourselves without even realizing.
So
but,
deep, isn't it?
Yeah, and the visualization thing, I think, is interesting, that when you come to that question of bring to mind something that you really, truly want right now, and it doesn't have to be food, you know, it could be, I don't know, your relationship with money, it could be you really want to visualize yourself getting a new job, or you really
so
want
powerful.
Children, or... Yeah. You know,
I've
husband.
Got one. If anybody wants a child, you can have one.
Yeah. But that one thing that you bring to mind, and then visualize yourself like getting that thing, step into the shoes, smell, taste, hear, see, picture, what clothes are you wearing, what shoes are you wearing? And I thought that was really powerful.
Visualization is just the most amazing technique. And I think people think it's hippie and all of that. Don't overthink it. Visualization is as simple as putting yourself in the place you want to be, or a place that you're going to be and how you're going to behave in it. And I've done it throughout my Slimming World journey. And it really is a great way to focus the mind, a great way to make new kind of grooves in your brain. Because with every new process or habit, there's a new neural pathway created. And the brain doesn't know the difference between the reality and the subconscious thought. So if you can kind of make it believe it's happened before it's happened, when you get there, it's much easier to live it.
So it's like a you are what you think.
Definitely, yeah. Because you change your brain for when you get there. I used to do it with alcohol and swapping from being a wine drinker to a spirit drinker, you know, to save the sins. And I would have to train my brain a week before I was out on a night out of what I was going to pick and what it was going to look like, what I was going to say, so that when I got to the position, it just came out of my mouth because my brain was so already trained that it was there. It's remarkable.
It sounds exhausting though. Oh, I already think so much.
Yeah, no, but this is totally different. Just do it for a couple of minutes. I used to do it at night because the subconscious is more open as you're drifting off to sleep. So it's almost rising, if you like. So if you can do it as you're going off to sleep, it's going to be deeper seated.
Mm. See, one of the things that this lady was talking about in terms of sleep, and we know how much sleep affects your weight loss.
Yeah, yes. You see my face?
Yeah, I've seen. I'm looking at it, right. We're sparing everybody on a podcast right now.
With no photos today.
But she was talking about REM sleep and how, yes. You know when people often say, oh, I'm going to sleep on this decision. Mm. And she was talking about REM sleep is really important for when your mind kind of almost defrags, like sorts out everything.
Yeah.
So that when you wake up, then you're able to think a bit clearer.
Yeah.
And she said that was kind of like the thing that when you go for hypnosis,
amazing.
They kind of mimic REM sleep stuff so that it kind of gets your brain in that same state.
Have you ever had hypnosis?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it really was just
changed
about
my world.
Did it? Because it was just about creating my happy place. I mean, I can
do that. Hypnosis absolutely has changed my world on many levels. I had it for giving up smoking. So I used to smoke 40 cigs a day. Mm. I got hypnotised, it's 13 years ago, and I've never had a cig. So I got hypnotised at 6:21 in the evening, and the last cigarette I had was at 6:15, and I've never, ever had a cigarette in that time. I don't know what the word is. The suggestion was so strong, I couldn't touch cigarettes, I couldn't be around them, I couldn't smell them. Phil was still a smoker, I couldn't go in the shop and buy them, I couldn't look at them. The thought of them used to make me sick. And even now, 13 years later, the thought of picking up a cigarette is the most repugnant thing in the world.
Really? I just think I'm a sceptic on this stuff.
Well, yeah.
It's a fear of lack of control as well.
Yeah, well, I remember saying to Phil, wait outside the door, because I remember this little old man, he opened the door, I was like, I'm going to come out dead. I said, Phil, wait outside the door. Because I was so scared of what he could do under the power of suggestion. But actually, your mind won't let you go to that place. But you've got to be open to the suggestion. Like, my mum had always brought us up on hypnosis for relaxation and anxiety, so we were dead open to it. I had it for chocolate as well, so I gave up chocolate for 2 years. I'd definitely recommend hypnosis if you feel like you want an inner strength or something. Really helps.
Mm. Well, you know what? It's just thinking about things from different perspectives.
Yeah.
That's what I get. The skeptic in me says, hang on a sec, is this really helpful, saying and going over if I'm stuck? And I'm a big believer that I don't like to get stuck going around circles.
Yeah.
I want to move forwards.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep having to go over the same stuff, going round and round, which if you're a yo-yo dieter like I am,
and I am,
drives me nuts.
Yeah. But that's why the visualization can help you break that pattern, because it's going to create a new groove, something different that you can do that you've trained your brain to do. So now I would never go to a bar now and order a bottle of Prosecco. It just wouldn't come into my mind. And I don't drink now, but I would order a vodka Diet Coke because I've trained my brain.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I can see that as well. As someone who doesn't drink, now that I go into bars and pubs every single week, maybe 2 or 3 times a week, it's that kind of repeated habit of going up to the bar and ordering this, ordering that. And once you do that a few times, then it becomes the new norm.
Well, think about learning to drive. When you learn to drive, you don't know how to drive. You just keep practicing and practicing and practicing until you learn. Like a baby learning to walk, they don't know. They just keep going until they've learned to walk. But we come with all the baggage. So changing a habit is so big for us that we have to train ourselves like it's an intrinsic and instinctive thing that we're doing.
I suppose, is that like with the weight loss thing? Ultimately, you are retraining new habits, right, every week.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we're not machines, so you can't just do this equals this. So that's where it takes different amounts of time for different people.
And you've got to think about a groove that you're already in and you've been in for 15, 20, 30 years is so strong, it's so deep, it's so drawn in that a new one is going to be a little pattern on top of it that is you've got to keep doing to get the strength up, because otherwise the other one's going to rise above it. So some people are really ready to make the habit changes and that helps. Other people are almost finding it a subconscious level and a conscious level because they don't really want to make the habit change. So you're kind of battling, but it's that persistence, because I think a lot of people feel they should be fixed. I hear that so much. I thought I was done. I thought this was never going to come back. But that's when you're looking at it as a diet, not as a prolonged lifestyle, because that's why diets don't work, because they're short-lived, aren't they? And you just make a change for a short period of time, but weight loss and keeping it off has got to be long-term. Mm. So it's about that training. I remember we did the episode about like the inner chimp and that, and it's about knowing that's going to rear up to stop the new grooves happening, and it's about being conscious of that and pushing that down and just keeping going with the training so that you can stop it.
Mm. So the thing with visualization, right, that I realised... was that when I sit there and I think I could be at Target within the next few months, I can't...
A few weeks?
Well, maybe, but I cannot...
There you go, maybe.
I cannot allow myself, give myself permission to picture myself being Target. And there's like a block there, right? So yeah. I sat down yesterday and I thought, okay, what one thing do I really want? I would love to be at this particular weight and reach my target. And I couldn't allow myself to do that. I can dream of a lot of the other things, but this, now that it's starting to get closer, is something that I'm stuck on.
Well, it's getting real and you're scared.
Yeah.
So let me ask you two questions. What's going to be so different to life now to being at Target? Because you're nearly there. Like, I think for what a lot of people struggle at is that somehow you're going to get to Target and life's going to be so different. That's a mistake I made. It's like, oh my God, I'm fixed. Life's going to be amazing. Yeah. I'm going to have loads of money. I'm going to have a success. Everything's going to be fine. And I attach Target to too many things. So that might be in the back of your head, something that you're doing, that it's becoming bigger than it is. Also, that's the fear and the saboteur within you. You're not going to do it. You've come this far. Yeah, you're not going to get there. Would you agree there's a bit of that going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I've said in my journey before that I got to £1 off my target. When was it? 3-4 years ago? Mm. And then the going got tough, man. I sat at that like up, down, these 1 or 2 pounds probably for about 5 months. And I really got stuck. I mean, life was busy, right?
But then I walked away. As your consultant, your feet are going to be nailed to the floor. You're having that target. Yeah, but I think you've done that before, so you're fearful, aren't you? So that fear is a really strong record that's playing in your head. So that's why you've got to create that new record that's going to boom louder and be like, no, I am getting to Target. This is when it's going to happen. This is what it's going to feel like. This is what I'm going to do. Because otherwise that overriding power is going to be shouting, oh, Claire, you got to £1 last time. It's never going to happen. Why bother? Yeah. Give up now.
But there's also that I know what it's like to be someone that goes to Slimmer World every week and is losing weight. I know what to look out for, what not to do. Whereas when I get to Target, this feels like a new fear of the unknown.
Yeah, it's not. You just carry on doing what you're doing. When you come to group, you still get that support. Your image therapy is slightly different, but you've got this new maintenance system that's going to take you on a 12-week journey to keep you there. But nothing's going to be that different. You're still going to be food optimizing. You just have a little bit more flexibility in terms of savvy sins and in terms of healthy extras. But I think that's your head telling you that somehow something's going to change, because you like that routine and that control, don't you?
Yeah,
it's comfort. But that's not going anywhere. We don't suddenly go, Claire, you're at Target, get knotted.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that, babe.
I don't know. It's just, but there's also, it comes back to that, you know, not thinking that I deserve it, or you know, that's for other people, not for me. I'm actually just this fat girl, you know.
Have you seen how slim you are? Like I was telling her, like, you think you're still like 5 stone heavier. Like, look, I would kill to have a stomach like yours. Like, you're not seeing it. You've got, you know what I would recommend? Getting naked and standing in the mirror and appreciating what you've created. Because that's another thing. We don't have to be naked.
Well, do you know what? I don't have a full-length mirror.
Go and buy one. Yeah. Go and get yourself a full-length mirror because you need, because you're not seeing it.
No, I'm not.
Oh my God, Claire, we need to like, do you remember there was that program about the 360 mirror? We need to like get you in there. We need to get you looking good naked, got wanging, don't we? But I think it is, your mind is so trained to tell you how crap you are, to tell you how fat you are, how awful you are, that you're just not ready to accept that you're not fat anymore.
Yeah.
Have you said that to yourself? I am not overweight anymore. I am not this size. I did it when I was really big. I still used to go and buy that size. Do you ever find yourself, you go in the shop and you're like, oh God, I'm a 12 to 14 now.
I just don't buy anything. I haven't been in the shop to buy anything for, well over a year. I buy things online because then I think, well, if it doesn't work, I'll just throw it away.
Oh, Claire, I need to take you shopping. I did it with Kelly, one of my members who lost nearly 5 stone. And it was an amazing experience because her body had changed so much. So is yours. You're probably wearing styles that you wore when you were bigger to cover yourself up. Like, well, apart from that little leopard print number.
These trousers are like...
Yeah, too big.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm spending my whole life this week pulling my trousers up.
Well, we need to get you a belt. That might help. But yeah, we need some new trousers, Claire. The amount of people I see come in group and their clothes are too big because they're not letting themselves have that freedom to be that person they are now.
Yeah. Well, look, here's one of the things that I wrote down in this thing that yesterday I went to. There was a woman who talked about overcoming kind of these steps, these hurdles. And she put here... You're going to want to quit a million times. You're going to get booked off more than once. Yeah. It's related to horses.
I love that.
Just to be clear, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do it even when you don't feel like it. To become a champion, you're going to have to beat all rivals, doubters, haters, quitters, competition, energy vampires, negative thinkers, and have the discipline to do it when you don't want to. Your dreams are calling you. Accept or decline.
Bloody love her. Accept or decline. The power's in your hand. Like, so someone said to me the other day, we'd had a lady that came in and lost 9 pounds in the week, and she said, I'm not one of those people. Sorry, I'm getting very excited. And I said to her, she hasn't got a different book to you. She's just got a different mindset.
Ah, that's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it's acknowledging, when you see people be very successful in their weight loss journey, the only thing they're doing different is with their head. Or maybe a bit more speed food.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, it's their head.
Otherwise, why do we need you, right?
Exactly.
Put yourself out of a job there, mate.
No.
Yeah, you're just going to retrain
Can
to be
you edit
a
that
therapy.
Bit? Yeah. Life coach.
Yeah. But you mentioned you use visualization. Like how?
Massively.
When? Like,
so I do it with members, and members don't even know because I think the word visualization scares people.
Uh-huh.
So you'll hear me call it a little technique. Like I've said it about 18 times this week. So again, for like a night out, I want to hit my hands on the table, I'm sorry. Not ordering a pudding, not ordering a drink. So thinking a few days before they go, I'm going to be in the restaurant and I want to order chicken, potatoes, roasted veg and a Diet Coke. But normally I'd order steak and chips. So training themselves so that when the waitress comes or the waiter comes, it's there and it's ready. Or... if there's normally like a habit that you do in a certain time that's related to food, so, you know, after group, you'd always go and eat a lot of sins, training yourself that you're going to go home, you're going to have a hot bath, you're going to go and pour yourself a Diet Coke, and you're going to have a gorgeous food optimized meal. So really prepping the brain, but also like you, prepping yourself that you're slim and that you're going to be slim and you're going to stay slim and remembering that. It's such a powerful technique. There's a massive thing if you are an online member or a member about visualization on the website that will really, really help you if you want to kind of do it more. Also ask your consultant because we're all trained on visualization.
Well, to me, it's just about planning. Yeah. That word haunts me, if anything.
The word I hear more than anything.
It is.
And I think it's a word we use sometimes, though, is I just need to plan. Yeah, but what? What bit? Because I think you've got to be so precise.
It's anticipation as well, isn't it? It's anticipating... okay, what pitfalls are going to catch me out this week?
But you're very good at that.
I have to be, though.
Yeah, but a lot of us aren't very aware of that. So a lot of us would be like, well, I plan. So I plan on my evening meals. Well, actually, this is where the visualization comes in. It's not my evening meal. I'm cracking on that. It's 9 o'clock at night when the kids have gone to bed or hubby's playing snooker or whatever. And literally, it's planning that bit, visualizing that bit, because that's the tiny little bit that's coming apart. Mm. Like visualizing being in the coffee shop and not ordering the cake and the whipped cream on the top. So it's those type of things. So planning for where you need to think differently as well.
Well, thank you very much for that wisdom.
Oh. First time anyone said I've had any wisdom, darling.
Especially if you can do this when you're so tired. Imagine what you can do when you're on full pelt.
Seriously, could anybody bring up a two-year-old and bring me back when she's about five? And maybe send me a photo every now and again.
You don't mean that. You adore her.
I adore her, but not right now.
Yeah.
That's why I literally ran out the door as Daddy was giving her chocolate and an ice lolly. Bye!
I'd have taken the chocolate and the ice lolly and then left the baby. But that's how we got here in the first place, right?
We're not doing that anymore.
No, we're not. We are visualising better things.
Being slim, being powerful, being in control, that's a big one as well.
The word control also haunts me a lot because I think part of this process for me is actually letting go of the control. Yes, it's allowing for things to bend and to change.
I'm not being too rigid in your... I get, yeah. Because a lot of slimmers aren't prepared for things going west. So this is the plan and I can't deviate. I think what you've learned is that you're always going to deviate, so you've got to have a plan B.
Yeah. Well, have you ever watched that really cheesy film on YouTube called The Secret? Have you heard about this?
I know the film The Secret, but I've never watched it.
Yeah. I mean, I say it's on YouTube. There's the book, the film.
She says it on YouTube so she doesn't have to pay for Netflix. Is that what you mean?
Excuse me, I have a TV license and Netflix. Well, draw the line at Amazon Prime and now TV, though, but you know.
I've got Amazon Prime.
All right, okay. Yeah. Well, we could buddy up.
Yeah, I've got all the others, but you can use me Amazon Prime, love, anytime, because we don't use it. It's fine, have it.
Anyway, The Secret talks about, like, having a vision board, and in the film, one of the things, it's so disgustingly cheesy.
But we love to.
Like, you actually need a sick bowl next to you whilst you watch it. But some of the things that people do is they write checks to themselves for like £1 million and things, right? So maybe I need to write my target certificate.
To yourself?
You can do my target. You can do a picture.
Do you know, that's really interesting. I nearly gave you a 5-stone certificate to take a picture of yesterday, but I thought you might headbutt me or something, so I didn't. Because you're £2 away, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it's thinking about... But you're letting that happen. It's just because the end feels so fearful, because I think you think you're done and you're cooked and we're somehow going to let you fly off and not be there to support you.
Mm.
We're going to be there like cuddling you. We're going to be motivating you. You're going to be fine. I'm going to look after you, babe.
Well, I've signed up now. That's it. I'm about to do another countdown. I'm suckered in for another however many weeks.
And you're also doing a podcast with me, so you'll have to get divorced legally to leave Slimming World.
This is where I wish I could put bad words here, but hey. Anyway, do make sure that you continue to subscribe, to follow, to connect with us. We'll be back next week with a listener's question episode. Ta-ra a bit.
Bye.